soy farming with some people, friends from a farmer, a neighbor, and I grow maize every year and share that maize with my fellow Zimbabweans.
Now, tell us a bit about that kind of project. When did you start it?
It's now 5 years now. I started small, just for me, for myself and my family and a few friends. I could not stomach the sweet corn that we buy here, that is sold in grocery stores. I needed something that I'd grown up eating. So I approached a farmer and got some bit of land and started growing the maize.
How lucrative is this business?
Not really. A lot of work, though, but I wouldn't say it's very lucrative. I think I'm just doing it more for, I like it. It's a hobby for me, and Zimbabweans, JC, want that type of corn.
Now, you know, when you have got a market like Zimbabweans, that market appears to be a little bit restricted. Do you sell it to other people as well?
We're making inroads now. Over the years, we've really just kind of focused on Zimbabweans. We have not tried to bring Southern African citizens in. But yeah, that's another market that we need to develop. We just haven't done it. Yeah, this year we have sold a fair amount to different embassies from Southern Africa. So I think we can only grow. All we need really is just a network to those communities.
So are you actually growing some special kind of corn or maize?
Yes, it's probably special in the sense that farmers in this country call it field corn. We call it maize. We approached Pioneer Seeds. They've got a special type of corn that is similar to the one that we grow in Zimbabwe in terms of taste and sweetness. So it, in that sense, we can call it special.
What are your productivity levels like? You know, how much do you grow?
Small piece of land. I mean, just 5 acres. I don't even grow the whole, harvest the whole 5 acres. Most of the time, I'll have the farmer just combine harvest when it dries off. But unfortunately, in our environment, we have short windows for harvesting. It gets very hot this time of the year, and we probably have a 2 week window to harvest. At most, maybe 2.5 weeks to harvest before it dries off. So most of the time, really, I don't use all the 5 acres.
And now, do you employ any workers there, or you are the only one maybe with your family?
I'm the only one with the family. I mean, the farmer helps me with plowing, with applying herbicides, things like that. But otherwise, it's only me and my family. Occasionally, I'll get a few college boys to help me with harvesting. But most of the time, it's me and my family.
And can we safely say that you are actually depending on this corn for a livelihood?
No. No, that's why I said it's just a hobby. I mean, we do it to, we get income from it, 2 weeks in a year? You can't survive from that. It's just people are asking for it, and I'm supplying them. But no, it's not really that I make a living from it.
Any future plans to expand it?
We'll see. I mean, if we can get enough clients, we can network to people from Africa. People from Africa, we eat corn, most of Africans. So we'll see if we can network enough. Yeah, there are a lot of African immigrants in this region. So there is potential for a big market if only we can get our act together.
And then finally, are there any challenges that you are facing in terms of this kind of project?
Labor side, I mean, labor in America is expensive, and one planting is just not adequate. It just gives you 2 weeks of harvest. If we can space it so that every 2 weeks we make a planting, and that way we can extend the harvest period,